Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. You get a chance to visit with Joby Young. He's Executive Vice President with American Farm Bureau. Joby, we got a lot of stuff working in Washington right now, and it seems to be working.
Well, it's been a unique time in D.C. the last couple months, certainly with some leadership changes, some debates about government funding that have just advanced a little bit, but aren't over. And across that landscape, we're trying to pass a farm bill and work on a host of other issues. So it has been an interesting time.
The Farm Bureau, our farm bill, is moving along, and it seems like they're getting close to a consensus.
Well, we passed through one hurdle just last night. The Senate passed a temporary government funding measure that the House had passed a couple days ago. So that's headed to President Biden's desk, and it does include a one-year extension of the Farm Bill. So the Farm Bill, of course, expired on September 30th, and so we had that sort of hanging over us out here in farm country, that some of those Farm Bill programs would expire with the expiration of the bill and cause uncertainty out here. And so it's good to have a Farm Bill extension that removes that, and so those programs can continue. But we remain focused on passing a new Farm Bill, a five-year bill, that the Congress is able to develop new policy and take advantage of the all the information that and changes out there in the ag economy that have happened over the last few years since the last Farm Bill, and update those farm programs and policies to reflect the times we're in now.
So Waters of the U.S., like to hang it in the victory column. Is it a victory?
Well, the Sackett case was certainly a victory in the Supreme Court. It was a chance for the Supreme Court to weigh in on the EPA's interpretation of the Clean Water Act. They very, very clearly and very forcefully set new precedent and had clear language about how the Clean Water Act should be interpreted. The agency previously had been using some language to exert jurisdiction under waters that has significant nexus. The big problem with that is it's very unclear, ambiguous language that wouldn't give a farmer or rancher, when they're looking at their own farm and their operations, a really clear idea of where that enforcement would be, where that jurisdiction would be. And so the Supreme Court gave really clear language about that, and it was a huge victory that there is that precedent, there is that language now that we have. The temporary bad news, I think, is that the agency, the EPA, went forward and altered their previous rule. And in our opinion, we were disappointed that they didn't take advantage of that clear direction from the Supreme Court and move forward with what they called some surgical changes to their conforming rule that are still pretty problematic from a farmer and rancher's standpoint, to put it lightly. Their new rule still has a lot of uncertainty in it, a lot of vague language that has a lot of the problems we had before. So we're going to have to continue that conversation. Eventually we'll get there. We do have the benefit of that great victory in the Sackett case, and look forward to continuing that conversation to get to the right place eventually.
We're visiting with Joby Young. He is Executive Vice President for American Farm Bureau Federation from Washington, D.C. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.